Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I'm thankful. My mind is thinking about the birth of Jesus, thinking on how he was born, and he was born in a manger. And there's some discrepancy about what day he was born. Was it on the December the 25th? But I want to say that's not important. It don't matter what day he was born, but the main thing that he was born, and he was born for you and I.
Amen.
As you said earlier, sister, he was born to save his people from their sins.
Yes.
Amen. He was born to give us a better life. He was born to give us salvation. Amen. So when I think about that in the close of this year, I am excited. Amen. Amen. I want to celebrate. Praise God. If you look around, you see some red flowers. You see some wreath on the door. Amen. That means celebration. Amen. There's a king that was born. Huh? Amen. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. I'm not here to talk about Santa because he cannot do nothing for you or me but take my money. Amen. But I'm here to glorify Jesus. Praise God. And we have some good news to talk about today. Amen. I'm here to let you know I don't have no bad news. If you're looking for bad news, you can be dismissed. You're at the wrong place. Amen. But I want to, my preaching topic is going to come from this song. Amen. And the title of this song is Go Tell It on the Mountain. Amen. That's the news I want to share with you today. Amen. We need to declare this good news. We need to go tell it. Amen. Let folks know what God have done, huh? Amen. So I thank God for the shepherds. They went and told the good news that Jesus is born. Amen. Praise God. And I thank God for that. That was exciting news. It let everybody know Jesus is born. Amen. Praise God. So I'm going to keep it going. Amen. I'm not going to let that praise die out. I'm going to let you know. I'm going to let everybody know that Jesus was born. Amen. I'm going to tell it. Come on, somebody. Amen. When I sing that song, Go Tell It on the Mountain, it means so much to me because we need to let folks know, amen, that a king is here. Amen. A king has been born. Amen. Go tell it on the mountain, huh? Over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it, amen, on the mountain that Jesus, that Jesus Christ is born. Amen. Praise God. So I want you to let folks know over this holiday, amen, it's all about Jesus Christ is born. Amen. While you eating your collard greens and your potato salad and your ham and turkey, you let folks know, amen, Jesus Christ is born. I'm going to let you know over here to the south side. I'm going to let you know over here to the north side. I'm going to let you know the east and west side. Jesus Christ is born. Amen. So the shepherds was so excited about, amen, the birth of Christ. Amen. They were so excited about Mary's baby, praise God. They were so excited about the kings of kings and the lords of lords, the bright and morning star, huh? The lily of the valley. They were so excited to, amen, to declare and proclaim the good news. Amen. Sometimes I feel that we're a little quiet. Amen. I want to share, amen, the greatness of God. Amen. In this time of the year, and not only this time, but all the year. Amen. Jesus, amen, is born, and he's born in a manger. Amen. Jesus is born, and amen, and glorify him. Amen. To all the world. Amen. Praise God. You don't have to be in the predicament that you're in. Jesus Christ is born. Praise God. Ain't God good in here? Amen. This is good news. I know we're living in a time where people like to share bad news. Amen. They really quick to hear. Some people's ears is just jumping to hear some bad news on somebody. But I want to reverse that thing. We need to hear some good news. That's what we need in this day and time. Amen. Let people know Jesus is the Savior of the world. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Because we want to let people know that God is good. And he's good all the time. Amen. Amen. Let us say bad news. Amen. Praise God. People say, do you hear that? Girl, this happened and that happened. And come on, rebuke that. Yeah. Say, hey, girl, you know Jesus was born. Amen. He was born for you and I. You get him and you, and you get wrapped up and tied up in Jesus. He'll give you some shut mouth grace by criticizing folks and calling everybody everything but a child of God. Come on, somebody. It's time to declare some greatness. Amen. Amen. Praise God. That's what I want to declare is some greatness. Amen. To let you know about Jesus and what he can do for us. Praise God. I said, ain't God good in here? Amen. People feel like it's all right to share that all the bad stuff, but let's share some good stuff. Amen. I'm going to read over here how those shepherds praise God, glorify God, and amen, and let folks know what this birth is all about. Amen. I thank God. I said, I thank God. Amen. If I act kind of strange up here, I'm letting you know I'm excited. Amen. About Jesus. Amen. The Bible said over here, let's turn to Luke, the chapter. To Luke. Amen. Let's turn to Luke. Amen. Luke 2. Luke, the second chapter. Luke, the second chapter. When we want to read verses 7 through 20. And what did the Bible say here? It said, amen. It said, and let us all say, and praise the Lord. We got some listeners here this morning. And she, meaning Jesus, brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and lay him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And there was in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were what? So afraid. And the angel said unto them, meaning, you don't have to be afraid. Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of what great joy, which shall be to what all people. It didn't matter if you were a Jew. It didn't matter if you was Greek. It did not matter if you were saved, if you are unsaved. Here, amen, here's a birth getting ready to take place. He's the king of everybody. Amen, he's the king of everybody. It didn't matter who you are. It didn't matter what race you may be. Amen, he's the king of the world. He ruled the world. And I thank God that he ruled me. I thank God this morning for personal Christmas. Amen, that came within my heart. Amen. Amen, I remember, amen, 1976. Praise God of November, huh? That was my spiritually birthday. I'm so glad. Amen. I said, I'm so glad that Jesus, amen, was born within me. Praise God. That's what I call personal Christmas. Praise God. Personal. Amen. He was born in me. He rules me. He leads me. He tells me where to go. He let me know, amen, where to go and how to do. I mean, in no church, if you get acquainted with him, he's a mighty good leader. Praise God. I'm talking about the King of Kings, and I'm talking about the Lord of Lords. So I'm grateful. I thank God. I said, I thank God for this birth. The Bible says, for unto you is born this day in the city of David, a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Come on. Ye shall find the babe wrapped up in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. Come on, somebody. They didn't have no room in the hotels. They didn't have no room, amen, in all the different places. So he had to be in a manger. Praise God. Oh, man, I tell you, it looked like they could have found a better place, but that was all right. But amen, I'm glad he was born. The Bible said, and suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God. Come on, somebody, can we get a praise in this house? Amen. This is exciting. This is exciting news. Praise God. Go tell it over the mountain. Amen. That the Savior is born right in the city of David. Praise God. Amen. They was glorifying God. The heavenly host praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace. Peace. That's what we need on this earth. Peace. Goodwill toward men. Ha, ha. Come on, somebody. Hey, praise God. That is the purpose of Jesus' birth. Praise God. Glorify God. And I'm still in that heavenly host. I'm praising God. Not just at Christmas time, but 365 days a year. We have so much to praise the Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. I said, thank you, Lord. Amen. Get excited. Go tell it to your neighbor. Go tell it to your sisters. Go tell it to your brothers. Go all around the mountains. Go in the valley and let folks know that Jesus Christ is born. Hello in here. Amen. I said, ain't God good? I said, he is good all the time. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. And it came to pass, as the angel was gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, let us now, not tomorrow, amen, not next week, but let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass.
which the Lord has made known unto us. Come on, somebody. When he make it known, amen, to us. We don't have to be confused. We don't have to act like we don't understand. But the Lord will make it known unto us. And they came with haste. You know, I want to say, when you're excited, you go with haste. You don't drag no feet, head all hung down, just all like you don't understand what's going on. Do you realize in the city of David, Jesus Christ is born? And he's not just born weak, but he's born with all power in his hand. Praise God. Amen. That's what Christmas is all about. Amen. That's what Christmas is all about. Praise God. It ain't about the red-nosed Rudolph reindeer. Come on, somebody. It ain't about the man in the red suit, praise God, that supposedly going down the chimney. Come on, somebody. I said, ain't God good in his place? Amen. I remember, praise God, they say, oh, man, you wake up on Christmas morning, you see a slice of cake is gone. And folks say, oh, Santa done came and got a slice of cake and drank some milk on the table. We mad because he done cut into our cake. Come on, that's a lie from the pits of hell. I want to tell you, Jesus, he's the cake. Amen. He's the one. He's the one that can help us. He's the one that we want to look at. He's the one that we want to lift up. He's the one that we want to celebrate. Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Amen. The bright and morning star. Come on, somebody. So the Bible said they got up. Amen. Even and went to Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord has made known unto us. And they came with haste, huh? And they found Mary, the wife, and Joseph, the husband, and the babe lying in a manger. Come on, somebody. Praise God. And the Bible said, and when they had seen it, I said, now there's excitement. Let's say excitement. I said, when they seen it, they made known abroad. Amen. Made known abroad, meaning they left and they told the good news. Amen. That's why we can sing that song, go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain. Praise God. Ain't God good? Praise God. Amen. That Jesus was born. Can I sing a verse of that? I believe I can sing a little. Amen. If I got a little voice here. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Tell it to your neighbor. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. So that excitement. Amen. So the Bible says, and when they have seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. So I thank God, and that's what we need to do today. Make known abroad. Amen. Take it to others. Let folks know how good God is. Give them the message. Everybody need a message. Praise God. Everybody need to be told some good news. That's all you hear today in social media. That's all you hear today, praise God, on the news is bad news. But I'm here to declare some good news this morning to let you know Jesus Christ is born. Amen. So let us go tell it. Tell it to the president. Tell it to the governor. Tell it to your neighbors. Tell it to your friends and your family. Jesus Christ is born. Amen. Praise God. And the Bible said, amen. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which was told them by the shepherds. Ain't God good in here? I said, ain't the Lord good in here? I thank the Lord. He is very good. Amen. So I want to give another message. Amen. That the Lord use, praise God, someone to tell the good news. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Now we done told, amen, that Jesus Christ is born. This day in the city of Bethlehem. But now I want to give you another message. Praise God. Let's turn over here. Amen. To let you know we need to tell it. Amen. We need to tell it. Tell what? The greatness of God. Praise God. Let's turn over here to John. John. Amen. John, the fourth chapter. Praise God. Amen. John, the fourth chapter and the 13th verse. Praise God. We're going to do you. This is a very familiar verse of scripture here. Amen. Do you remember? Amen. The woman at the well. Praise God. The woman at the well. The Lord gave her, amen, a message. Amen. To send to her husband. Amen. I said a husband. Amen. Her husband. But then after she, amen, God with his wisdom found out she had husbands with a S. How many know you can't fool God? Amen. He knows. He knows you. He knows me. He knows the hair that is numbered among your head. Amen. But I'm here to tell you, I thank God for this conversation. You never know where you're going to meet Jesus. You never know, amen, where Jesus is going to meet you. Praise God. You never know, amen, amen, that the Lord is looking at you. Sometimes we think we are hiding. Sometimes we think we somewhere where nobody know where I'm at. But I'm here to tell you, there is no hiding place. Amen. God see you. And he know you. Praise God. And I thank God for God's people that he uses to go and declare and proclaim the good news to others. Praise God. So this is what this woman did. Praise God. Amen. Amen. She was gave a instruction on what to do. Amen. Amen. And she went and told it. Amen. Huh? Amen. Ain't it our title lesson? Go tell it. Amen. She went and told it. Come on, somebody. Amen. Sometimes when we need to talk, we don't want to be quiet. Sometimes when we need to declare, we don't want to say nothing. And when we need to say something, we quiet. Come on in here. Time to declare the good news. It's time to tell it. And she told it too. Praise God. I said, didn't she do it? Amen. Let's see what the words say here. Praise God. We want to start here at the 18th verse. Well, actually, 13th verse. Amen. 4:13. Amen. Come on, somebody. The Bible says, it said, Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again.
In other words, plain talk is that water that you're drawing from that Jacob well, that's natural water. And that water ain't going to do your soul no good. Come on, somebody, huh? Amen. But if you keep conversating with me, I'm going to introduce you to some more kind of water. Hello. And that water called the living water. Amen. It's something about this water. If you drink this water, you ain't gonna never thirst again. Huh? I'm on somebody. But if you drink of that natural water, you're gonna thirst again. You're gonna need some more and some more and some more. But I got something better than that water that you fletching from. Come on, somebody. Amen. I got something better. All right. Now, what did she say? All right. Let's see what the word say. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into what? Everlasting life. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord for everlasting life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall never perish. What else? Look at God. How many in here want everlasting life? You can have it. No charge. Amen. That was the purpose of this birth. Amen. That's the purpose of Jesus Christ. Amen. Being born to give us this everlasting life. And will give us this everlasting water. You might wonder why I act like I act. You may wonder why I do like I do. I done drink of the fountain. Praise God. And when I drink this water, I'm never the same. Praise God. And I thank God for his everlasting water. So the woman, Jesus explained to her about the water that she would never thirst again. So the woman said unto him, sir, give me this water. Huh? That I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. Uh-oh. Do you really know what you're asking for? Amen. See, you get this water, then you got to live right. Amen. You may have some things that you got to lay aside. As the Bible said, lay aside every weight and the sin that does so easily beset us. This water is no more than salvation. Amen. This water will deliver you from sin and all unrighteousness. This water will make you, 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. This water give you a new route. Huh? Things I used to do, I don't do it no more. That's what I'm talking about. Do you know that's what Christmas is all about? And I want to tell you, over this holiday, just what I'm preaching now, you need to go tell it. You need to go tell it to your dinner table. You need to go tell it in the grocery store. You need to go tell it in the shopping malls. Let folks know what God can do if you just drink of this water. See, that's wrong with the world today. They just started drinking the natural water. And that's why the world is so corrupt. But we need to introduce them to this water where you shall never thirst, springing up into everlasting life. So this woman, she answered correctly, give me, and that's what we all need to say, give me this water. Can we say that? Give me. Amen. This water. Praise God. So Jesus said unto her, go call thy husband and come hither.
The woman answered and said, she was trying to tell a little untrue story here. Come on. The woman said, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her, see, Jesus turned that lie over to the truth. Amen. Thou had well said, I have no husband. But thou had five husbands. Come on with a S. First it was plural one. But now it's husbands with a S. You know, you didn't have one a husband, but you had five. And he whom thou now hast is not thy husband, and thou said it thou truly. So the husband you got now ain't yours. Huh? Now plus five. Last time I went to grammar school, five plus one is six. Hello in here. How many know you can't fool God? Huh? You might fool the preacher sometime, but I'm here to tell you, you can't fool God no time. Amen. He can look and observe your situation. All right. Now we're going to skip on down here. Amen. So the it said, for thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now had is not thy husband, and in that said thou truly. The woman said unto him, sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Our father worshiped in this mountain, and ye say that in Jerusalem, in the place where men ought to worship. Jesus said unto her, yes, Jesus is a prophet. He can look through those pretty clothes that y'all wearing, and he can look right in the heart and see what need to be adjusted. Amen. Amen. And if you allow him, amen, to adjust your situation, take out what need to be taken out and put in what need to be put in, then he'll make you a new creature in Christ. The Bible said, woman, believe me, the hour coming when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship, ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But listen, but the hour cometh, and now is, huh? Come on, somebody. As I'm preaching in here this morning, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. Come on now. God is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. The woman said unto him, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. Now listen. Listen at Jesus. Jesus said unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. Hello. Do you know who you're speaking to? I am he. And upon this came his disciples and marveled that he talked with the woman, yet no man said, what seeketh thou, or what talketh thou with her? Now here's the key factor here. The woman, she got so excited about the conversation of Jesus, she left the water pot. Come on, somebody. She had the water pot to get the water. But the Bible said she left her water pot
and went her way unto the city and said to the men, now, go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain, Jesus Christ is born.
Now what did he tell those men?
Come and see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Come on, huh? Is not this the Christ? Then they went out of the city and came unto him. So upon conclusion this morning, amen, amen. I'm so glad God gave that woman, amen, the first message. Sometimes people say a woman can't give a message, but I'm here to tell you that was a powerful message. Go back to them husbands, amen, and tell them, you don't have to keep living this way. You done defiled me. You done messed me up. And I had to get straight. Now I'm going to introduce you to a man that can do all things. Come. I said, come and see this man that can clean you up to the ultimate side. Come and see this man. A man that will stop all that sin. Come on, somebody. You don't have to live and stoop that low. But we got a God. I said we got a God that's up high, that looks low, that can clean us up. Don't only clean us up, but can pick us up and put a song in our mouth and a praise in our heart. Amen. And then we can be a good witness. Then we can go tell it. Tell it over the mountain. Tell it over in the valley. Tell it in your community. Tell it everywhere you go. Jesus is the reason. I said Jesus is the reason for the season. Glory to God.